of the county. Now, a recap on the details of the photography competition. There aren't all that many rules as such. The theme of the competition is people and places, so entries can therefore concentrate on people or places or both together, if you like. We're not really fussy, but people and places is the general theme. Any kind of photo will do, black and white prints, black and white slides, whatever you like, or a mixture. And they're limited to a maximum of 6 pictures per entrant. OK, 6 pictures per person. But any size will do. 10 by 8 we suggest as a maximum size, only to lessen the possibility of damage in the post, that's all. Now, your photos can be either home-processed and printed or done by a commercial processing firm, not really worried. So far out of that lot, we've got anything goes up to 6 per person. And people and places is the theme. Now, the judges, David Beeling will be a judge. We've heard from David talking to us on this programme. John Downing, he's one of Fleet Street's top photographers. And John Gray, he's a professional photographer who has also offered as one of the prizes, well, one of the star prizes, really, a day in his studio where the winner can make use of professional lighting equipment and things with John along to give help and advice, really have a wonderful day playing in a professional photographer's studio. So that's one of the prizes in the competition. And lots of other goodies as well. There'll be a disc camera, various books on photography, maybe another camera or so as well. We shall see. So, it's well worth entering. So, raid all your photo albums, or better still, take your camera out. You've no excuse with the weather at the moment. Out there with the camera and take some pictures, specially for the competition. The closing date is Friday, the 12th of August. So, your entries must reach the BBC by Friday, the 12th of August. No entries received after that date can be considered. If you'd like your photos returned, you must enclose a stamped address envelope, OK? And the address! I suppose you'd like to know what that is, wouldn't you? Well, I'll tell you that after this.
If the song of the songbird could replace my wrong word, then, my dear, that's the song I would borrow. And tonight you would hear the saddest song of the year, and you'd be mine once again come tomorrow. If the song of the swallow could reveal my sorrow, then, my dear, he would sing just for you. And tonight you would hear the saddest song of the year, and you'd be mine once again. Just tonight, while in flight, on your windowsill they lie to tell you all of my tears. And tonight you would hear the saddest song of the year, and you'd be mine once again. Swallow could reveal
Manfred Mann, and Come Tomorrow. Give you 5 points, says she, imitating Jimmy Savile, if you can tell me what year that was a hit. No, 1965. I win. But then I looked it up, because I knew I was going to play it. Now, the address for the photo competition. So a brief reminder, maximum of 6 pictures per person, any kind of picky, and the theme is people and places. And here is the address. Liz Allen's photo competition, You and the Night and the Music, BBC Radio 2, London, W1A4WW. OK, photo competition, Liz Allen, You and the Night and the Music, BBC Radio 2, London, W1A4WW. You don't need entry forms or anything like that, just send us your pictures. And this is Sheena Easton with Don't Send Flowers, Send Us Your Pictures. Sheena Easton and Don't Send Flowers, but I'll tell you what, lollipops and roses will do. Thank you.
3 o'clock, David Geary at the news desk. A team of investigators has left Gatwick Airport to try to find out what caused the crash of a British Airways helicopter a mile off the Isles of Scilly. It's feared 20 people were killed when the helicopter, a Sikorsky, came down in the sea in fog near St Mary's. It was on a routine flight taking holidaymakers from Penzance. 6 people are known to have survived, 2 children, 2 of the crew, and 2 women who live in the Isles of Scilly. Mr. Roy Hattersley has officially launched his campaign for the Labour leadership with a sharp attack on the party's organisation. He calls it pathetically inadequate. And in a personal manifesto he's sending to all the groups who will elect the new leader in October, Mr. Hattersley also calls for major changes of policy. For one thing, he suggests a firm commitment to a form of incomes policy. Reports from the Lebanese capital Beirut say a ceasefire has come into effect after a 3rd successive day in which rival militias have been pounding each other with artillery fire. One man is said to have been killed when his car was hit in the exchanges, apparently between Christians and Druze Muslims. There's been more rioting in the city of Londonderry. A crowd of youths threw about 50 petrol bombs at police, who responded by firing plastic bullets. There are no reports of anyone being hurt. A Soviet diver has died after hitting his head on a diving board at the World University Games at Edmonton in Canada a week ago. It happened as he was launching himself for a triple somersault. The last 2 of the 7 Pentecostalists who lived in the American embassy in Moscow for nearly 4 years have been given permission to emigrate from the Soviet Union. According to the TASS news agency, they'll go to Israel to join other members of their family. The man who wrote the play The Jazz Singer, later to become the first talking picture starring Al Jolson, has died in New York. Samson Raphaelson, who was 87, also wrote the screenplay for Suspicion and The Merry Widow. Finally, the London Weather Centre is predicting that the hot spell in much of the country will be around for quite a time yet. The weathermen say the temperatures could edge into the 90s again today. That's it for now. Our next news at 4 o'clock.
BBC Stereo Radio 2. Thank you.
planned in this second hour of the programme. I think we'll have quite a few pieces of gentle music. And why not between 3 and 4 o'clock on a Sunday morning? That was the radio orchestra, Frank Chaxfield conducting, and a Chaxfield composition called Inny Shannon. Now next, it's the LP of the week. This is a recent release on the CBS label, and it's from him, Julio Iglesias. The track I'm going to play for you is Limelight, and it being the LP of the week, this is the prize in this week's Limerick competition. So if you missed it last night, stay with us, because when Julio's finished his warbling, I'll tell you what the Limerick line is.
Un'ora in più vicino a me, stai, mi parlerai un po' di te, poco fa io non sapevo che esistesse. Adesso noi vogliamo stare sempre più in su. Stai un'ora in più vicino a me. Stai e capirai anche il perché. Dentro di me il cuore che fa un clic, farà di noi amanti poi grandi così.
Stai e capirai
anche il perché. Sento già dentro di me il cuore che fa un clic, farà di noi amanti poi grandi così. Stai un'ora in più vicino a me.
And Fading Away, Julio Iglesias, a track from our LP of the week, which is called Julio, and that's a recent release on the CBS label. That particular song, of course, was Limelight. Now, that being the LP of the week, that's the prize this week in our Limerick Line competition. So what you have to do is send me a one-verse limerick. Clean, please, no smut. I keep saying that, but you still keep sending the mucky ones in, don't you? I can't read those out on air. Mind you, me and the TOs have a bit of a giggle. clean and funny, please. And your limerick has to begin with the first line, which I shall set for you. And this week it is this. A versatile baker from Rye. OK? A versatile baker from Rye. So you send me a clean, funny, one-verse limerick with that first line, and you could win yourself a copy of the LP of the week, Julio, from Julio Iglesias. So here's your line again, a versatile baker from Rye. And the address, it's the same address for most things on this programme. And if you want to enter the photo competition, send me a limerick, like a mention on the programme. Complain. It's to me, Liz Allen, You and the Night and the Music, BBC Radio 2, London W1A4WW. Or if you prefer the short version, try Liz Allen, Radio 2, London. But the postcode's pretty important, so W1A4WW.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb who is lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'd watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, but to my heart, he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me. He may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, but to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, put on some speed? Come on, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me. Someone to watch over me.
That was Art Newman, Joe Berman, and the Ron Lon Quartet. Might be John. Might be one of those typing errors that sometimes creep into these running orders. Not quite sure. Anyway, Someone to Watch Over Me, that was the song, which is fairly obvious. And speaking of watching over things, got a letter here from Alex Gibbons, who's the second mate on MV Tillerman. And he says, "Dear Liz, while on Anchor Watch, I happened to tune into your programme. You know, life at sea isn't as romantic as it used to be, but it beats the 9-to-5 routine any day. We've been at anchor off Liverpool Bar awaiting a clear berth for the last 2 days, and as I was getting a wee bit pushed for things to keep me occupied during the early morning watch, I thought I'd have a go at limerick writing. Afraid it didn't get read out, did it? So, never mind. You can maybe try again next week." He says, "Thanks for providing a decent radio programme." Well, we try to be, what is it, clean, legal, honest, decent. "To keep all the second mates who've got their chart corrections up to date occupied during the long anchor watches. So we'll play the next one for all second mates anchor watching at the moment. And also for a couple of night watchmen, I think. Ken, first of all, of Wiltshire. That is all I shall say. Because he says, "I have to ask you to regard me as anonymous, as a condition of employment with the security company for whom I work is that we do not communicate with the media, though I suppose just Ken from Wiltshire would provide sufficient anonymity." I hope so, Ken. I know what your real name is, but I'm not telling. Anyway, thanks for writing in. Hope you're with us again tonight, and play you the next one. And also another night worker here, John Pennicott of Worley in the West Midlands, says, "The radio at night brightens up my working day. I work permanent nights and listening between walkabouts makes the nights enjoyable." Isn't that nice? Thanks very much, John. And I hope you like the next one. It's Jamie Michael Stewart with Candyman.
Who can make a sunrise? Wishes, and you can't even eat the dishes. Well, who can take tomorrow and dip it in a dream? Separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream. The candy man can. Yes, the candy man can. Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love, makes the world taste good.
The Candyman makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Take tomorrow and dip it in a tree and separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream. The Candyman can. Yes, the Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it. Love makes the world taste good. The Candyman, the Candyman, the Candyman. Would you like some more candy, ladies?
The Candyman, sung by Jamie Michael Stewart. Would you like some more candy, ladies? No, indeed. Sugary stuff. Disgusting. Does horrible things to your pancreas, you know. Not to mention your waistline. Alan Price next, and a tune from the Oh Lucky Man. Gentle interlude that, Alan Price and Pastoral from Oh Lucky Man. Now then, how about a bit of a cuddle from Sweet Substitute? Well, it's called Just Squeeze Me.
Want you to know I go for your squeezing. Want you to know it really is pleasing. No, I ain't for no teasing. Treat me sweet and gentle when you say goodnight. Just squeeze me, but please don't tease me. I get sentimental when you hold me tight. Missing you since you went away, seeing the blues away each day, counting the nights I'm waiting for you.
I'm in the mood to let you know I never knew I loved you so. Please say you love me too. When I get this feeling, I'm in ecstasy, so squeeze me.
Sweet Substitute and Just Squeeze Me. Well, don't just sit there. Go on. Oh, all right, then be like that. Got a letter here from Paul Carlton, who lives in Pinner in Middlesex. And he says, I was listening to your show whilst on night duty at Pinner Police Station. Second police person we've had mentioned on the programme tonight then, because David Babsky said thank you to West Yorkshire PC number something or other earlier on in the programme for his timely rescue. Anyway, Paul Carlton goes on to say, I apologise at the state of the typing of this letter, but the typewriter I am using is well past its best. Yeah, I know what you mean, Paul. My typewriter, actually, is a smashing little typewriter, but it's a terrible speller. It really is. Can't spell for its... save its life, it can't. So, I think maybe your typewriter and my typewriter ought to get together. You never know, if they did, wedding bells may chime.
Ooh, yeah. I should have told you all I wanted was to have some fun. But you wanted me to be the permanent one. Yes, you did. Now when we're in the movies or the back of the car, you always stop me when I go too far. I should have known you'd always keep me waiting for those wedding bells. You won't understand. The only words you wanna hear it, do you take this man? Does the love and conversation mean the pen is dropping? You should have known that I was only window shopping. It's my clumsy way of saying that we should be stopping. Those wedding bells,
wedding bells,
those wedding bells,
wedding bells.
I'm like a square peg in a round hole. I don't belong here, baby. Don't need a headfare or a drum roll to tell you, baby. I don't belong.
to have some fun.
That was yesterday.
But you wanted me to be the permanent one.
That was yesterday.
Oh, I do it, but the pleasure isn't worth the pain. We'd ride a track before we got on the train. Can't you hear the sound of heartstrings snapping under the strain?
That's Godley and Cream, who used to be half of 10cc. And a track from their LP is Mism, and that was called Wedding Bells, hence the way I introduced that about the two typewriters getting married, which was really quite pathetic. But it does lead me on quite nicely to the subject that Michael Meach is going to be talking about, Diamond Wedding. Michael, like most of us in broadcasting, is seldom lost for words, but today he is talking about such an occasion, which he had recently.
There seem to be no ground rules for how to celebrate a diamond wedding, or what to say when you propose a toast at a diamond wedding. And when I tell you that the toast I'm thinking of was the one I had to propose last Saturday at my own parents' diamond wedding, you see my problem. I'm perhaps being more personal than usual in this talk, but my experience of such an occasion may prove to be a useful addition to the literature of how and how not to. In fact, the first thing I did was to go back to 1923 to see what happened in that year in which my parents were married. In Britain, Bonner Law came to the end of his period as Prime Minister, and Calvin Coolidge started his 6 years as President of the United States. And together, they must go down as perhaps the 20th century's least impressive politicians. And Adolf Hitler was put in prison in Germany, and spent the rest of his life getting his own back on everyone else for it. In literature, P.G. Wodehouse lampooned that social group which now exists only in its own imagination, the English upper class, in Leave It to Peasmith. W.H. Davis, he of What Is This Life of Full of Care fame, published a collection of poems, and the Radio Times first appeared, and I've never understood why a magazine which devotes 80% of its space to television still hasn't found a way to indicate that in its title. My mother's heartthrob could well have been Ronald Colman, who made his screen debut in 1923, and the new thing in newspapers, comparable to bingo now, was the crossword puzzle. Apart from the public celebration of those 60 years with relatives, neighbours and friends present to hear my speech, on the day itself, I took my parents out to lunch. We went to an old manor house, which is now a restaurant, and we